Drake, obviously another tough loss here. It seems like as you guys continue on through the season here, you're finally getting your start to go out and play. You've played well. You've put up some good numbers. Does it feel like you're progressing in a way that you're comfortable with right now from these first two games, 1-2 here?
Yeah, I think any time for a young, you know, quarterback getting out there, you know, each and every week and you continue throughout the weeks and looking at the film, looking at last week's film from Houston, I feel like I did some things better, and also there's still a lot to prove on. So the big thing is, you know, we need to get, you know, some wins in the win column. That's what we're all striving for. So we need to play complimentary football. That's what Coach Mayo's been preaching. And I think, you know, throughout, you know, like I said, it, you know, as the weeks continue to come on, you know, pass by, I feel like I'm going to start seeing some things better and, you know, feeling some different things out and, you know, protection, whether it's protection-wise or coverage-wise or even just leadership-wise. You know, as the season goes on, you know, I'm going to do a, you know, better job of growing in that aspect.
You've been consistent talking about the need for a win. Before you even played, I think that first week, you talked about we're a 1-4 team. We need a win. We need a win. Do you have to be careful to not put too much stock in that when you guys are in a losing streak? Like, can that be a negative where maybe there's are some improvements coming and it's not necessarily leading to victory? Is there a balance there, I guess?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think there is a balance. You know, Coach, you know, AVP, you know, preaching, you know, the offensive meeting today, you know, there's things we're, you know, we're continuing to get better at. You can see it on film, and there's also things that, you know, just can't have happen. You know, we gotta be able to run the football. And it goes back to what Coach Mayo said, we gotta, you know, stop the run the football and, you know, be good, you know, covering kicks. That's what, you know, you heard, you know, Jonathan just say that. That's kind of the staple of, you know, what's been successful here with the Patriots. And I think kind of once we lose that is, you know, when we kind of get off track. So to find that and find the, you know, staples of playing football, you know, in the NFL and those things. And I think, you know, once those things come, I think, you know, we can find ourselves, you know, back in the win column.
The run game has obviously taken a bit of a step back, and I don't think it's because you started playing quarterback, but for whatever reason, that's something that's happened in your first two starts. Do you feel sort of added pressure to go out and throw maybe more than you were expecting to, with the run game not really connecting the way you were hoping it would? I mean, Coach always talks about how that's the identity of the offense. You guys are a run-first team. Yeah. It hasn't really been for your two starts.
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that, you know, we're preaching in there in the offensive meeting room of, you know, getting the run game going. You know, any NFL team wants to get the run game going. So, you know, I have full confidence goes, guys, you know, coming out here next week. And I think we need to adjust on maybe some different runs. And, you know, AVP spoke on that, you know, to set our guys up for the, you know, best successful. But we got some good backs that can make some guys miss and, you know, can pick up some good yardage. So, you know, credit to those guys up front. They're blocking their butts off, and, you know, pass pro was awesome this past weekend. And, you know, I think those guys are battling. They're playing different spots, and, you know, guys are getting injured and coming in and playing different spots that they hadn't practiced. So they're put in a tough spot, and I think they're, you know, responding well.
One of the talking points last week was get off to a faster start. You guys were able to do that. It seemed like the passing game was a big part of that. You were kind of dropping back early. And then, so two-part question, how good was that to feel to get off to the fast start after you practiced it? But then it kind of got away from you. Did play calling take you out of your rhythm? I know you guys started running the ball a little bit more without a ton of success. Did that maybe adversely affect the momentum of the offense?
No, I think I was proud of those guys for how we started. You know, I think I made one missed throw there, makes it 14-0. You know, I think that's a big difference in the ball game. Missed KB and, you know, had a chance on that one. But, no, I think, you know, second quarter, I think just went down to execution. You know, we didn't execute. I think, you know, we had maybe one first down on a, you know, ball over the hoop across the middle, you know, on a little, you know, shallow cross concept. So, you know, other than that, I think we got to find ways to move the chains. I think we can't find ourselves in third and long. I think we had ourselves in a couple third and longs that, and we had a false start. So I got to do a better job communicating, and it really falls back on me. I think, you know, second quarter wasn't really play calling. I think it was just execution from our guys. And I think we kind of got not high on our, you know, horses there from the start, but I think we need to, you know, can sustain that and, continue throughout the ball game.
Now, this isn't something we know because we're not down there on the field with a headset on or anything, but how much freedom or liberty would you say you have when you get out there and take a look at the defense and what you have to change the play or to audible into something else or maybe go in a different direction if you see something that you like? Is that something you feel like you have freedom to do at this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, something that, you know, I think that comes with the offense, you know, knowing the ins and outs and, you know, playing out there and seeing different things. Hey, this scenario comes up again. I maybe want to do this. I think it, you know, comes of with playing throughout the weeks. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm weak, you know, my third start. I wouldn't say I'm, you know, necessarily changing complete plays out there. But I think AVP does a nice job of giving me some freedom to, you know, change some things, hop the back, you know, change protection, little things like that can go a long way.
Are you a leader on this football team?
I think, you know, starting to become, you know, more of a leader. I think that's a big thing as a quarterback, you know, need to lead these guys. You know, I think I need to say more. I need to be, you know, be more positive on the sideline and sort of pump people up and fly around. And, you know, AVP always preaches, you know, pick people up once they're on the ground or getting tackled. And I think I need to show some of that for myself. Not that, you know, just the quarterback standing in the back. So I think it comes, you know, as the season goes on. I'm not trying to come in there and be the rah-rah guy, right, when I, you know, get the nod, you know, as a starter. But I think it comes with, you know, playing football and making plays.
Does a leader also have to be willing to call guys out or sort of get them back in line if they get out of line? We were talking earlier. Early in my tenure here covering this team, Willie McGinnis and Rodney Harrison, and there were some of those guys that weren't afraid to kick guys in the butt if they needed it. Do you feel like sometimes a leader isn't just building guys up but also getting them back in line?
No doubt. I think that that definitely plays a part. I think, you know, you kind of treat guys differently based on, you know, the relationship with them and kind of their personality. Think of those guys up front, just keep pumping them up. You know, they're fighting their butts off all game and oftentimes don't get the credit that they deserve. So maybe those guys up front pump them up, or maybe a guy, you know, like Hunter that I'm, you know, starting to build a relationship with, I can kind of get on them, hey, Hunt, I need you there, or Hoop, you know, those tight end guys that I, you know, feel like we build a nice connection with, like maybe get on those guys a little more than maybe the offensive line or, you know, some of the receivers.
You mentioned the tight ends. For receivers, it seems like a lot of those guys are frustrated right now. In the games before you started playing, you could see it sort of on the field, guys being demonstrative. With what Jalen Polk's been putting on Instagram and KJ Osborne and some of these other things that you're just seeing with guys, do you feel like that's something you can positively affect? These frustrated guys here who feel like they're either not getting the ball enough or not playing enough or whatever, is that something you feel like you can have an effect on?
Yeah, 100%. You know, as a quarterback of the football team, you know, that's, I think my job is honing those guys in, you know, keeping them in line and also giving them chances on the field. I think it comes with that. I think those guys are good players and they just want to, you know, make plays and want the football in their hands, so you can't get mad at them for that part. I just think those guys, you know, as the season rolls on and, you know, these weeks come by, I think they're going to get more and more opportunities, and I'm looking forward to seeing them make some plays.
One of the things we've talked a lot about with Jerod Mayo taking over this year is culture, and just he's installing his culture, and it's different than what was here in the past, and what kind of culture is that? Young team, different things. In a short period of time, what is the culture of this team all about, do you think?
Yeah, Coach Mayo always preaches, you know, hard work works, you know, and working hard and dropping your ego at the door, and I think these guys are, you know, we're learning that. I think there's been some times where, you know, guys are, you know, having to, you know, figure that out. We got a lot of a really young team, so the guys are starting to figure that out and buy into the process. And, you know, we always preach, you know, process and pay off. And you know, also there's some things that come along, and we've had some bumps in the road. But I think these guys are starting to figure it out. And I think, you know, he's starting to challenge us. You know, really, what is, you know, the identity of this football team? What do we want to be this year? You know, as the season goes on. So, you know, with he said today in the meeting, you know, we're 1-6 football team. We are what we put out there. So I think we have some guys that are going to make some shifts in the way they approach things and hopefully get back on track.
There is a lot of debate over the two-point conversion. If you could go back and do it again, do you think it would have been better to kick there, or would you have gone for two again? 8 minutes left and all that time still to go in the fourth.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, we're a slip away from making it a, you know, 7-point game. So it's tough to say from now, from after, you know, it's like the guy in film saying, hey, you should have thrown this guy holding the clicker last. You know, it's one of those things. But, yeah, I think there's two ways to look at it. Hey, you know, if we get it there, then, you know, we make it, you know, 7-point game. The defense is riled up. And, hey, if we don't get it, then we know, you know, how much we're down and what the defense needs to do and make it a 2-possession game. So,
not to give you an excuse, but it looked like Pop Douglas was sort of primed to be a big part of the game plan early, and then you went to him a couple times early, then motioning different things, formationing. Then how much did that affect sort of the evolution of the game with him having to go out?
Yeah, anytime Pop's out there, he helps us. You know, he's a great player, and he makes a lot of plays. Made, you know, the first third down of the game, made a nice catch, and was getting involved in two of the first three plays. So yep, he's a good ball player for us, and it's a bummer not having him out there, but I'm sure he'll be back and ready to go this week.
Have you built a rapport with him? It seems like, even in training camp, it seemed like, whether it was Jacoby or you, it was like, well, the rubber's meeting the road here. Where's Pop? I might want to go to Pop here. He gets open. Is he that kind of guy that we've seen for years at that position?
No doubt. Yeah, a guy like I said, I've seen for years in this Patriot, you know, in Patriot uniform. He's a slot that get open, and you can trust him, and he's tough to guard, and especially in man coverage. You know, that first third down, he's tough to run with. He's fast. He's quick, and you know, a guy like that through in college is Josh Downs, and they remind themselves of each other. So it's easy for me to find Pop, and Just still building that relationship. Missed him across the middle last week, against the Texans. So I'm still building some things.
You mentioned after the game sort of the frustration in the second half in particular of being on the sideline while Jacksonville kind of controlled the time of possession. You had, statistically, you were one of the top three quarterbacks who played this week. I mean, really, just by the stats. You were right up there with Allen and Hurts and sort of everybody else. How frustrating is it being on the sideline knowing you've got it going and you're, making plays and scoring points and you just can't get the ball? What's that sort of feel like?
Yeah, I think it's easy to, pass blame around. I think it comes back to us staying on the field. We had a chance in there in that third quarter, got the ball back like 10 minutes left and, didn't, put a drive together to keep us on the field. So that falls back on us and, it's easy to, pass blame around and point the finger, but, really when you have opportunities and you don't make the most of them, I think it comes back on, staying on the field, picking up first downs, helping defense out. We helped them out in the first quarter and they were playing well. So I think it does, doesn't do the job when we're not staying on the field. And I think the Jaguars, did have a nice game plan of, running the football and scheme some stuff up.
I saw you nodding when Jonathan Jones was giving a little scouting report of what he's seen from you. He talked about sort of staying even keel, not too high, not too low. Is that scouting report what you're trying to accomplish? Is that what you're trying to put out as you kind of establish yourself as the quarterback?
I think so. I think you have to. Yeah, stay, even keel throughout, the tough moments and even throughout the bright spot moments. I think I need to do a better job of, get excited when we do something good and show those guys that I can get fired up. And like you said, many dad in there, and if you, get on some guys and, put some fire in their butts to, get it going and
couple F bombs.
Yeah,
you swear. F bombs.
Yeah, hey, out the field, some stuff to say that you don't repeat. But I think some of that may need to come along as the season goes on the road. I think I may need to add that.
All right, the quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. The question this week comes to us from Jay in Lincoln, and he says, Drake, which quarterback do you get compared to the most?
Which quarterback do I get compared to the most? I think my frame, either Josh or Herbert, probably those two. But I think those two are great players that are winning some football games. So hopefully need to follow them up in that side of that category. But other than that, probably those two guys, and those guys are great football players. So I got a long way to go before I'm at their point.
Do you see it? Because I was listening to Josh McDaniels and he was talking about you, and one of the things he said was he wasn't sure where your evolution would take you, more of a pocket passer or a Josh Allen who really likes to run and really likes to prove he can do things with his feet. Do you see one more than the other? Do you see your future in a certain mold more than the other, pocket passer versus, I'm going to run a bit?
Yeah, I think going, preserve and try to play as long as I can and take care of my body. So try to get those guys that are better runners than me the football. That's the plan. But at the same time, not lose sight of the fact that I can go make some plays. So, really I just going to try to, try to stay in the best shape I can to make some guys miss and pick up some first downs. But at the same time, try to focus on, getting those guys to rock.
All right, Drake May, thanks so much for the time. Great to talk with you. Good luck against the Jets this weekend.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right, that's Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll take a quick break. Joel Braverman will get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we'll reset on a couple of topics here and digest what we just heard from both quarterback Drake May and defensive back Jonathan Jones. Both had a lot to say on a tumultuous Patriots Monday here at Gillette.